Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers Sunday Sermon Shorts. This is 5S. I'm David Johnson. Let's get started. A pastor by the name of Greg Laurie, by the way, do you know who Greg Laurie is? Because I'm really not up to date with this stuff. I didn't bother to look up any of his stuff. Apparently, a big enough pastor for a Christian publication to be writing about, excuse me, his latest ramblings. This one's kind of interesting in a eschatology, prophecy, apocalypse is the deep end of a kook theology pool kind of way. He has three possible explanations as to why the United States is not mentioned in the book of Revelation. Okay. There's so many interesting little funny things that I could talk about with just that sentence. Why should you expect your country to be mentioned in the book of Revelation? You know what? Never mind adding any sanity to this. Let's just go over his three reasons. I'm not going to read any of the articles. I'll just summarize the bullet points here. Reason number one, the U.S. is not mentioned in the book of Revelation. By the way, I know some of you are thinking, oh, but it is mentioned in the book of Revelation. And you've got your own pet theory about, you know, the various mentions of various imagery and so forth and why that is the United States. Greg Laurie does not care. You're wrong. He's right as far as he's concerned. Okay. So reason number one is that America gets involved in a nuclear disaster. What he means is that someone bombs America. America gets blowed up real good, is what he's trying to say. And he takes inspiration for this idea from 2 Peter 3. I'm not going to bother to read 2 Peter 3. It is not something referring to America. It is not something referring to nuclear holocaust. But when you read the glasses, when you read the Bible with the glasses of prophecy, apocalypse, eschatology, it can say anything. You can literally pull anything out of it. And so 2 Peter, you know, that solid rock of biblical text there, absolutely not fake at all. 2 Peter suggests that America gets blown up real good. Okay, that's one down. Is it possible? Sure. Yeah, there are a lot of crazy folks out in the world who have nuclear weapons. Doesn't take very many to be successful. So it's possible. Let's move on to a second reason, which honestly I think is even more possible. It's that America is no longer a going concern by the time the events of the book of Revelation are revealed. Now, this, of course, depends on the timing of the events in book of Revelation. And if you think that those are way, way off in the future, then great. America may not be a going concern. There are nations that have lasted longer than America, much longer than America, as superpowers before they kind of faded into the sunset. And so America has many opportunities to just fade into the sunset and just not be a going concern. That's a possibility. It's out there. But of course, he saved the best for last, which means I get to save the best for last. I love this explanation. You're going to love it too. This is the one that he's really, I get the feeling, you know, reading the article, he's really leaning heavily on this one. You ready for it? Okay. Let's see if you guessed it. There's going to be a great revival in America. In fact, many great revivals in America. And these are going to be very successful revivals that bring many American souls to Christ. Why is this an explanation? Wait for it. Because of the rapture, baby. It's the rapture, baby. And so, you know, as he describes, people like airplane pilots, they always go with airplane pilots. This is a Tim LaHaye thing. Airplane pilots are raptured among other people. So many people get raptured that there is only really a remnant left in America, because those great revivals were so successful. America just gets raptured up. And so they're not a thing at the time of the last days. So there you go. Greg Laurie gives you two not crazy things and one batshit crazy thing to start your week on. I just love dealing with this rapture eschatology nonsense. It's so crazy. There's just no way to wrap your hands around it. Even if you are a theology student, it's just crazy. And the better thing is to just leave it alone. But I really love listening to preachers who are really, really confident about what they think is going on in eschatology, especially in Revelation. And so this guy is one of them. Yeah, it's going to be a good week, folks. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.